USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Easter is usually a time for Christians to gather together, but not so this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. Many are just gathering electronically. Some church leaders are insisting on keeping their doors open, which the director of the New York Public Health Department warns could be fatal.
Let me be clear, if there are churches that we're planning to convene tomorrow, please cancel now. We can't risk spreading the virus.
Pastor Craig Altman of Grace Family Church in Tampa.
We realize love is really protecting people and protecting the vulnerable, and that really drove our decision to say, you know, we want to do our best not to injure our community.
Reverend Calvin Butts in New York says he's used to preaching to a full house at the Abyssinian Baptist Church.
This is a serious matter. Good religion goes best with some common sense.
This is USA Radio News.
What's the easiest way to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables? Balance of Nature. By simply removing the water and air, Balance of Nature can take 31 whole fruits and vegetables and put them into quick and easy-to-eat capsules. With just 3 fruit capsules and 3 veggie capsules, you get the equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. That's a lot of stored energy that your body will love. So if you're looking for an easier way to get clean energy, go to balanceofnature.com and order your bottles of sunshine today. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
New York City is now being forced to have mass public burials, USA's John Hunt reports.
A new drone video shows a giant trench being dug at New York City's public cemetery on Hart Island to help handle an influx of unclaimed bodies due to the coronavirus. As the death toll mounts in New York, the city's public cemetery has started receiving about the same amount of bodies per day that it used to bury there each week. Normally, about 25 bodies a week are interred on the island, mostly for people whose families can't afford a funeral or who go unclaimed by relatives. But recently, burial operations have increased from one day a week to 5 days a week, with about 24 burials each day, according to the Department of Corrections. The medical examiner's office will only keep bodies for 14 days before they are sent to be buried at the city's Potter's Field on Hart Island in the Bronx. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Easter services have changed a bit this year, but the message is still the same. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Cardinal Timothy Dolan, the Roman Catholic Archbishop of New York, shares his Easter message with everyone on Fox News.
Easter's going to be special this year. What strikes me, Ainsley, is the word emptiness. Some people might think, well, hey, wait a minute, that's not an Easter message. Easter's fullness, the fullness of life and goodness and hope and light. Right. But before we can be full, we got to be empty. The essence of Easter Sunday morning was what? The empty tomb. The empty tomb. The broken, dead body of Jesus was not there. He had risen from the dead. When they went to venerate the body, the angel said, what in the world are you looking for the living among the dead? Jesus is living. Jesus is alive. The tomb was empty. I say that, Ainsley, because look, you know better than anybody. You've been reporting it faithfully so often. There's a sense of emptiness in our city, in our country, in this planet, what we call our temporary home. There's an emptiness. We've lost people. We can't see families and friends. The churches are empty. Now, we could be depressed by that, or we could say, you know what? God wants to fill that emptiness. And the best way he does that for us as Christians is by the death and resurrection of his only begotten son, Jesus.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.